This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If you're still filling out your ballot and haven't decided on the open seat in the 8th Congressional District, many in the ag community are using comments made by Democratic candidate Kim Schreier as their tipping point.
The H-2A visa program does not work well for either the farmers or for the workers, and can lead to sort of a pattern of indentured servitude, where a worker is essentially held hostage by a potentially abusive farmer.
Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says he was at the debate where she made the comments and says the program has gotten a lot of attention, so there was little reason for her not to have done more research.
There could be advantages to reforming the program to have the ability to move workers between employers, but right now that is a requirement of the program because the ability to bring in an H-2A worker is tied to that individual employer documenting that there is a shortage.
But Devaney says it's in the rules.
You can't have workers go from an employer that has documented just to some other employer. That's why it's employer specific. It's not about forcing the workers to stay in a particular place. It's about ensuring they're not doing harm to the rest of the domestic workforce. And it's really unfair to characterize this as an abuse by agricultural employers and as farmers when they're complying with the law designed to protect U.S. workers.
At the Washington Farm Bureau, CEO John Stuhlmiller has asked Schreier to apologize for her attack on farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.